Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Think of the perfect jazz partnership of Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald and combine it with the big band style of Duke Ellington and Frank Sinatra. I'm already hooked. That is the inspiration of a new ensemble in Sacramento. The Pacific Standard Jazz Orchestra is a mixed jazz ensemble that celebrates the Great American Songbook, a compilation of great musical works from the early 20th century. But they're approaching these classics with a modern twist. Elizabeth Umpinko and Levi Sailua are the co-directors of the Pacific Standard Jazz Orchestra, and they're joining us to discuss their debut live performance this weekend at the Delta King on Saturday along the Sacramento waterfront. Levi and Elizabeth, welcome. Thanks for making the trip.
Hi, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
I would love to start with both of your musical journeys. What led to each of you becoming a musician, Elizabeth?
Oh, yeah. Thank you again for having us. I started off as a pianist and loved music. And when I was really, really young, I was exposed to jazz, not only from my family, but from the amazing educators who inspired me to become a music teacher. I teach high school choir and band, and through that journey, it brought me to become the jazz vocalist that I am, and I'm so thankful that I have found my love for music through education.
How about you, Levi?
I was a really shy kid, and my mom really wanted me to have some kind of outlet to break out of my shell. So she really encouraged me to start learning any instrument. So I picked the saxophone in fourth grade. And I'm really glad she did because I don't know what I would have ended up doing if I didn't have music. So I'm really thankful to my mom for encouraging me to, you know, step out of my shell a little bit.
How did that lead to the both of you crossing paths?
Well, we met a few years ago at a jam session over at Shine. And the running joke is that we've always wanted to make an ensemble together. And as you know, during the pandemic, we didn't have a lot of opportunities to perform. And we were reunited at a gig and we're like, why don't we just actually do something together finally? And since then, we've met every week. And we finally just made it happen. And it was nice that we committed to this project together.
Yeah, because We joked about it so often that we were like, well, let's stop joking about it and make it real. And I know that I kind of need accountability in order to make things like this happen. So I said, why don't we just meet every week, once a week, find a time to make it a regular appointment, essentially. And then it has turned into this concert.
Yeah. So and now we are here. So how do you describe the Pacific Standard Jazz Orchestra to people? Because you're debuting it this weekend.
The way that I would describe it, I've done a lot of big band writing, so saxophones, trumpets, trombones, and a rhythm section. But when at our first meeting, Elizabeth said that strings were very important to her. If you think about the classic recordings, especially like Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra, they had the full orchestra. So, we had to finagle the instrumentation a little bit just to fit the venue size, but, it's essentially those classic American songbook recordings, but with a more of a chamber type ensemble. So four horns, four strings, three rhythm section players. And it's going to be a night of essentially world premiere arrangements.
That is amazing. A 13-person mixed ensemble, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Where did the name come from?
So both Levi and I are Pacific Islander. And I think that's something that is really unique. I don't think there are a lot of Pacific Islanders in the jazz scene. So to be able to represent our heritage is really important to us. And to put that into our name is something that we wanted to do together. And being here in California, we're in Pacific Standard Time. So why not put that together? And we'll be doing a lot of different jazz standards as well. So it's just like, oh, there's a lot of double meaning within this. Mm-hmm. And then we decided to call ourselves a jazz orchestra because of the strings. There's something so romantic about the sound of strings. And when you listen to those Nat King Cole arrangements, there's just something about that classic sound mm-hmm. that I just love. It had to happen. I told him, like, this is non-negotiable. I've got to have strings.
and obviously, since you're debuting, we don't have music to actually share because you know, you need to actually perform first, but you have been practicing. How has that experience been like?
It's been great because I've run large ensembles before, but it's been a long time since I've gotten to write for strings. And it's also been a while since I've had to write for anybody because of the shutdown. So it's kind of like dusting off some old skills that used to come second nature to me. And it's been a challenge, but it's been fun remembering how to do it.
Yeah, and together we are actually co-writing. And
yes,
that has been an amazing journey as well, because there are things that I hear that Levy can just take and bring to life in different ways, and vice versa. And so it's really cool that both of our voices are being represented in that journey. So really enjoying that overall process.
And it just must take on such a deeper meaning, or even maybe feel cathartic, given the fact that live performances and music and the creativity that you're both so passionate about was really like halted for a good amount of time.
Yeah, and I think I'm pretty sure this is the first jazz show that they've had on the Delta King since the shutdown. So we'll be bringing jazz back to the Delta King.
Yes, back to the Delta King.
Yeah, and tickets are still for sale. Obviously, it's going to be taking place on Saturday. Describe what you want people to experience on Saturday at the Delta King.
Sure. So again, we will be having our show this Saturday. There are going to be two sets, one at 6 o'clock and one at 8 o'clock. And I just want everyone to know that they're going to be experiencing something new. There's going to be a lot of things that they will recognize for those who are jazz lovers, but it's a new approach. And we're just so excited to be taking just this new creative outlook on these different standards.
Yeah. One of the things that we talked about in our early meetings was using the text of the songs to shape our arrangements. So there are a lot of jazz standards where jazz musicians along the way, especially instrumentalists, will play songs in a way that don't really match the themes of the actual lyrics. So a few of the songs that we picked, we tried to make sure that we shaped the arrangement to fit what the song was actually about.
Yeah, and as a choir teacher, I mean, I'm literally putting all the things that I tell my students into practice. And I'll have a lot of students there, too, which is going to be nice. But yeah, it's just really cool to just put all of our ideas together. I'm just so excited.
Why is it important for the both of you to take a new or contemporary approach to classics?
Well, jazz is the one main tradition of jazz is innovation to me. And that's kind of an interesting way to say it, but the one constant through jazz history is that the musicians who have made a lasting impact have always pushed it forward in some way. And I feel like the most effective way to do that is to take things that people already are familiar with, that they already know, and to inject that with what you have to offer. So it's been, like Elizabeth said, it's been great collaborating because she's kind of pushed me in directions that I wouldn't have normally gone as an arranger. So I think the combination of what we have to offer is something that you're not going to find anywhere else.
Right. And through that process of creating and innovating, we're also paying homage to these classic people who have paved the way for people like us to enjoy this genre of music and to take liberties with it. So, yeah.
You're going to be performing, I think, 6 to 7 pieces, you know, over the course of an hour. Can you give us a little preview of what pieces people can expect?
Yeah. One of the pieces that we started with in terms of trying to match the vibe of the song or the vibe of the arrangement to the lyrics was Just Friends, which is an old tune from the 30s, I think. But over the years, it's become this kind of bright, peppy song, but it's really about two people falling out of love with each other.
Yeah.
So we wanted to make sure
How romantic.
Exactly. Right. So we wanted to make sure that our arrangement matched that vibe, but it won't all be downers like that. We're doing a great Charlie Chaplin tune called Smile. What else is on the list?
We're also going to be doing Our Love Is Here to Stay, and I'll be doing a duet with one of Sacramento's finest vocalists, Omari Tao, and we're going to be doing an homage to the Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong arrangement, so we're really excited for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, what has the reception been like so far? Because I know people have been buying tickets.
They're going fast. We've been selling really consistently, but as of this week, since it's the last week for sales, we're seeing things pick up, and we're so excited to see that and seeing that Sacramento is eager and excited to come and see us perform. And I also want to say that anybody who does come to the show, there is going to be a special perk. And Levy, do you want to say what that is?
Yeah. So we'll be recording our concert. And so everyone who comes to the concert will get an exclusive track or two, maybe, from one or both of the shows.
Yeah. And what's really unique is that those tracks will never be given out to like any of our albums or any other public domain. So this will be only for the people who come. So if you don't come to the concert, you'll never hear these recordings.
Yeah, so, that is awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Elizabeth Unpinko and Levy Sailua are the co-directors of the Pacific Standard Jazz Orchestra. They're going to be debuting their live performance on Saturday at the Delta King along the Sacramento waterfront. We have information and also a link to tickets on our Insight page. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Antonio Munez. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.